What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Black Girl Tea Podcast. It's nine. Of course, you should know that because y'all should know the voice by now. But this episode, right, this is your warning. This is going to be your warning, right? It may be a long one. It just might. Maybe not. I don't know. But I'm really sick and tired of some of y'all. And I want y'all to know that, like, you can kiss my entire ass. Like, I'm really tired of, like, women being extremely materialistic and have nothing to offer to men. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of men just not having anything of value to offer women. I'm tired of people wasting other people's time. I'm tired of getting my time fucking wasted. I'm tired of y'all thinking that I'm supposed to accept the bare minimum. And I want to let y'all know that y'all can kiss my fucking ass. I'm tired of it. I've had enough. And we're going to jump in this episode and we're going to talk about all the things, all of them, that y'all can kiss my ass about. But more importantly, before we jump into that, how you doing? What's going on with you? Did the wildfires kind of like fuck up your breathing? Did you have to go to the hospital? Talk to me. I know we're still dealing with it partially, but talk to me. Let me know what's going on. Hit me up. Y'all know what to do when I ask you what's going on, how you doing. Talk to me, y'all. And then we're going to jump right back into this episode. Because I'm tired, and I'm gonna tell y'all the situation that really got me heated, and then I'm gonna tell y'all about the other situations and how people could kiss my ass. So if you follow me on my personal Instagram, if you don't, my personal Instagram is omi_onai, so omi_onai. In my stories, every once in a while I will ask questions. So it'll be a poll question or an open-ended question that gives my audience, followers, whatever you want to call them, an opportunity to interact with me. I ask these questions. Some of them are just, we're just being funny, we're being a little messy, and we're just kikiing and ha-ha. Sometimes I ask questions, more so the open-ended questions, because I've either experienced something that I need some guidance on from other people, I'm curious on the topic, I'm creating content, whatever the case may be. So, for example, a poll question that I will ask is, have you ever gone bungee jumping, right? And you either say yes or no. If, you know, to deep dive a little bit more into the poll question that I'll ask, I'll say, have you ever been in a toxic relationship? And then again, yes or no. Now, that's simple, right? Poll questions are always simple because you have the options in front of them. You hit the one that most, like, you know, most resonates with you. Open-ended questions get a little bit difficult because, one, you don't have a lot of space to write what you want to write unless you DM me. And two, you got to be specific about what you're saying. Like, you just got to be quick, specific, and like straight to the point. But it's also an open-ended response. Like, this is the moment for you to expound on things. An example of a question that I will ask that requires an open-ended response is like, when did you realize that you were in a toxic relationship? And you could say, when he put his hands on me, when he didn't talk to me for 3 days, when he, you know, did blah, 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 right? Let me give you a few more examples so you can understand. When she told her baby daddy that I did blah, 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 when she decided that she was going to take my car to go see her ex nigga, when she decided that she was gonna block me so she can go to a party and then unblock me the next day. Like, those are things that I expect. Like, give me the tea. I'm asking for a reason. I need help. I need a response. Like, talk to me, y'all. And I appreciate everybody who responds and they're open and they're honest because you don't know who you're helping. Especially when it comes to some of those relationship questions about red flags, because some people don't realize that something is a red flag until somebody else points it out. So if I ask you what's a red flag in your relationship and you say a man putting his hands on me, Sis could have got slapped the day before and was like, oh, he hits me because he loves me. But because somebody else pointed out as a problem, now she sees it as a problem and you have helped her walk away from a toxic relationship. So, like, you look at me personally, I look at a lot of situations like that. Like, why is this person asking me this question? Maybe they need help for Tim. Maybe they're trying to get someone else to get some help. I don't know. I answer the question to the best of my ability and I keep pushing. Unless she's trying to make me go to jail, I'm not answering any questions that would possibly land me in the pen. Because I like my freedom and I want to be able to shop and go on Instagram when I decide to go on a shop and go on Instagram. I don't want to go to jail. So I'm not going to incriminate myself. Not that I do anything that's incriminating, but you never fucking know nowadays. And I'm a black woman. They be ready to take me out. So the situation that really pissed me off was I was with some friends. We were out, we were having a good time. And it was me and two girlfriends. And we were at the bar, actually. We were having quick after-work drinks. I think everybody at this point had, like, a drink and a shot. Because we definitely had a shot. I think, for me, at this point in time of the conversation, I had a drink and a shot. Everyone definitely had a shot, though. I don't know how far into a drink they had gotten. But at least everyone had a shot in them. And we were talking about, like, everything. Like, it was no longer a work conversation. It was about personal life shit that we see on Instagram. You know how women talk when they at the bar and shit. And it was these two guys next to us. And I forgot what one of my friends had said, but the dude that was sitting, like, closest to her, he bust out laughing. And he was like, I'm not listening to your conversation. I just couldn't help but hear that piece. And he was dying. He was like, y'all funny as hell. So we included them in a conversation. We start talking about dating. Now, while we're talking about dating, these men showed us absolutely no interest in dating us. We were just talking to some strangers at the bar. And one of the dudes asked, like, oh, do you ladies have a problem with cheap dates? When he said that, immediately, like a light bulb went up in my head. And I was like, oh, that's a question of the day. They end up following me on Instagram because they're like, we're about to see what people got to say. We about to see what these people have to say. So I'm like, okay, boom. We throw down on Instagram. People are responding. No, I don't have a problem with cheap dates. Yes, I have a problem with cheap dates. Blah, 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 blah. And we're continuing to have our conversations. And the dude starts talking about, like, the dates that they have been on over the last few weeks. And, like, the women that they've dated. And it was great, right? Great conversation. And they're like, okay, like, let's see what Instagram said. So we're going over what was said on Instagram, and the other man was like, let's ask another question. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, what's the question? And he's like, ask what's the worst cheap date you've been on and why? Boom, right? Immediate start going up in flames. And obviously, like most times, the women are the ones who are answering the question. So I'm sharing the responses with these dudes, and they're like, well, you know, we asked the question for social media, but ladies, ask the question. So me, I'm like, I don't have a problem with cheap dates, but I have a problem with people painting the picture that we're gonna go on this big romantic date and then you take me to Applebee's. Like, that's what I was saying. Like, if you're just saying we're gonna have a, you know, quick romantic night, anything quick to me means cheap. And we're gonna go on a quick dinner and then da da da. Because you know, when you go to these nice expensive restaurants, they be taking their time with feeding you. So we're not about to go to Capitol Grill quick and easy. We're gonna go in there, they're gonna seat us. We're gonna wait about 15 to 20 minutes for the waitress to come introduce herself. Another 10 minutes for her to come back and get our drink order. Another 15 minutes for the drinks to come. 10 minutes for her to come back and take the order. 30 minutes for the food to come. We need about 30 minutes to eat. We need another 20 minutes to figure out if we're going to have dessert or not. Another 20 minutes for the dessert to get there. 30 minutes for them to bring the bill. Then we leave. And y'all know black people pay the bill and still be sitting at a restaurant. So quick and easy at a cheap place, yes. Somewhere expensive, no. My girlfriends pretty much said the same thing. Like, yeah, cheap dates is nothing. And honestly, we all agreed, men included, that cheap dates sometimes be the better dates. Because you're solely there because I'm with the person that I want to be with. Should a first date be a cheap date? No, unless it is planned for a specific reason. Again, This is us talking and everyone sharing their beliefs. There's no right or wrong answer to this. And I thought on Instagram, people would know that open-ended question, when someone's asking you an open-ended question of that type of, you know, sort and topic, there's no real fucking yes or right or wrong answer to that shit. But I'm about to tell y'all. So this girl, and I got the DMs up because I screenshot this so I could tell y'all this story. So this girl hits me up and she's like, hey sis, seen your story and I have a couple of questions for you. So I said, uh-oh, question with a question. Love that. What's up, sis? She says, just trying to see where you're coming from with these questions, LOL. So I said, oh, well, I'm at a bar with some friends, which I posted us at the bar and that we made some new friends and we had some questions for y'all. Like, I posted that in the story before we started even asking questions. So I was like, I'm at the bar with some friends and we're like talking about various different topics and we're just seeing what social media has to say, giving people opportunity to tap in. She's like, oh, okay, cool. Then once that said, she goes and interacts with the poll. Boom. A couple minutes later, she's like, what do y'all consider cheap dates? So I'm like explaining it to her. She's like, okay, LOL. Like, I kind of felt like, I don't know this girl. She's just one of those random people who follow me on Instagram and I follow her back. I don't know her. She don't know me. She don't know the people I'm with. So it's just like, what the fuck are you asking me all these questions for? You either gonna answer or you're not. Y'all, let me get something to drink. Let me get something to drink. I'm drinking a tonic water, y'all. Look at that. No Pepsi today. But anyways, so she responds to the open-ended question, and she was like, I went on a date with this dude to McDonald's. And I'm like, facepalm. And I was like, what was wrong with the date? And she was like, well, that one was actually pretty cool, but that left him with the impression that he could always take me on cheap dates. So I was like, damn, was McDonald's the worst of it? Or was the fact that he felt like he could take you on cheap dates the worst of it? So she sends me audio, and in the audio, she's pretty much like, they went to McDonald's on the first date because she had really wanted to try some McFlurry, that the Chips Ahoy McFlurry or something like that. And they hadn't had, like, this was their first time chilling. It was very hot. She's like, she just wanted something sweet and cold to cool her down. So they went there. They ended up sitting at the park and, you know, vibing and talking and everything like that. Then the second time that they chilled, he just assumed, like, oh, you want to go back to McDonald's? You want to grab something quick and easy? Like, so she's like, yeah, we could grab something quick and easy. I don't have much of an appetite, but I could go for, like, a smoothie or a slushie or something. And when she said that, I was like, well, girl, you say you didn't want nothing big and crazy. Like, you didn't ask for a meal. So he brought you to the next place. She tells me that the place is P1. That's what she said they went. So I'm like, okay, like, P1 is also not cheap, but okay. Like, if you drink smoothies and you do the whole juicing thing, you know P1 is not cheap. But I was like, okay, she's kind of one of those. She said that the kicker was when he took her on a date to Dunkin' Donuts. I immediately got offended because why do you have a problem with Dunkin' Donuts? But whatever. So I'm like, okay, I need backstory. At this point, I've left the bar. I am in my bed. I am chilling. So I'm like, I need backstory on the Dunkin' Donuts date. I also have some questions like, what do you do for work? How often, like, what was the timeline of these dates happening? Did you talk to him about having, like, an actual date? Because for me, if it's like during the summer, right, it's hot as fuck outside, we're chilling, this is the first time we're chilling, and a dude asked me what I want, and I tell him I wanted to try ice cream from McDonald's, and he take me there, I'm head over heels because you took me exactly where I wanted to fucking go. You got me exactly what the fuck I wanted. Like, I'm head over heels for you. We can get married tomorrow. Then, you know, if I'm saying I just want quick and easy shit, and you take me to P1 to get a smoothie, again, head over heels for you, because I said I wanted a smoothie or a juice or something, and you got me exactly what I wanted. Then you take me to Dunkin' Donuts for the third date. We're going to have a conversation, because why is our third official date with each other Dunkin' Donuts? But, like, also, I personally would have been appreciative of it, because you spending your hard-earned money on me. You ain't had to do that. But she's, like, telling me how she has this busy schedule and how she doesn't always get to chill with him during the day. Like, it's either really early before she has to go to work. And she works at a hospital, so She a lot of times she works doubles and things like that. And she also works, I think she says she works at Harford Hospital and she lives in Bridgeport. So like the commute alone drains a good portion of her day, and then having to go to work and like work an 8 or 12 hour shift, like it kind of fucks with her. So again, I'm understanding of it. So she's like, he hit her up one day and was like, let's go to breakfast. And breakfast ended up being Dunkin' Donuts because she's not a big morning person who eats breakfast, which I also am that person. You give me iced coffee, I'm good until it's lunchtime. So she's like, it was Dunkin' Donuts though. Like, he could have taken me to Starbucks or to a diner or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, how did he get, like, help me understand the issue here. Because you don't have a lot of time to spare. So something quick and easy is what you guys need. You don't eat breakfast, so him taking you to the diner would have been a waste of fucking time because you probably would have got a fucking iced coffee or a tea anyways from the diner. What's the problem? She ain't had nothing to say. The next fucking day, she finally ends up telling me that she just felt like he didn't put any effort in. They went there. She only had like 30 minutes to an hour to spare. They end up sitting outside, and I'm like, girl, I don't see nothing wrong with this. Once I told her I didn't see anything wrong, and I didn't say it in like a condescending like issue. I was like, oh, I can understand why that's the issue for you. Him being someone that it seemed like you actually really was trying to like get to know. Because you know, some women, not all of them, but if I don't like you, I'm not going to 30 minutes. Like, I have 30 minutes to spare. If I didn't give a fuck about you, I'm not giving you that 30 minutes. Leave me alone. Leave me the hell alone, actually. But I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I just think, like, for me, I would have had an issue with that, but I understand, like, why you would have that issue. And, you know, I hit the questions. Would you have an issue if a dude took you on a breakfast date to Dunkin' Donuts? And people was like, no. Like, I love Dunkin' Donuts. Some people that I was saying, like, yes, they would have an issue with it, they were saying yes because I like Starbucks, or yes because I like Donut Delight, or yes because I prefer to have coffee at home. I have da-da-da-da-da, like, or, you know, it's a quick and easy day. It was very thoughtful, blah, 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 blah. Y'all still got to sit outside and talk, da 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 da. And not like, I didn't tell details, but I was just, like, I painted this scenario for them. A dude takes you on a date. He tells you to meet him at Dunkin' Donuts. So you guys sit outside and have a coffee together. Would that be, like, would you have a problem with that? People said yes. People said no. The girl had the nerve to DM me back. And this is when I got livid, y'all. Because she DMs me a few days later. And she's like, hey, I saw that you had put up my situation. She's like, I don't have a problem with that. But she was like, I have a problem with women like you. Women like me? Honey, what women like me do? And she's like, women like you make men feel like it's okay to do the bare minimum. Baby, you just told me that you'd be having 30 minutes to an hour to spend with this nigga. He got the best thing he could do is get you a coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. And you have a problem with me for praising him for his effort? What did you want this man to do? There's no such thing as luxury coffee. At least in my book, I ain't seen no luxury coffee place. If there's a luxury coffee place, y'all need to tell me where it is because I need to try it. Luxury coffee is Starbucks, bitch. Just try to call me out. She's like, you help men get over with the bare minimum. And you think that, like, she tried to go sick on me, y'all. And it made me mad because what you accept and don't accept in your life has absolutely nothing to do with what I accept and what I don't accept. I don't think any man, any good man, would sit there and try to court you and come up with a better breakfast plan than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't eat breakfast, but you do have an iced coffee. His only option, and if y'all think I'm wrong, y'all tell me, but the only option for someone like that is to grab them a coffee. And he could have grabbed you the coffee and dropped it off at your house. But he sat with you outside at a table and held a very good conversation. According to what she said, a very good conversation. And that's what she said. The conversations were always great. The vibe was always there. But it's just the places that they were going. If you want to be mad at anybody, be mad at yourself. Because the first place you told this man that he could take you was McDonald's to try the Chips Ahoy McFlurry. You asked for that. Are you mad at me? Because I didn't have a problem. Like, if a man did that for me, I would have a problem. My schedule would be crazy. I leave out of my house at 8:15 in the morning to get to work. By 8:15 in the morning, I've probably already done 4 hours of work in my own personal business. So if a dude say, I'm coming to pick you up at 7 o'clock and we're going to go grab a coffee and we go sit outside of Dunkin' Donuts for about 30 minutes to an hour till I have to come back home and get ready for work, I'm appreciative of that. That is effort to me. But if that is showing a man that I'm accepting of the bare minimum, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That's, to me, that wasn't bare minimum. And that shit pissed me off. And I wanted to tell that girl, kiss my ass. But I couldn't tell her that. But I could say it on the podcast. Kiss my ass. If you think that a woman that thinks that those things are great effort for them, if that's them accepting the bare minimum of things, it was just like, bro, this is too much. Like, she could kiss my ass, y'all. Now that leads me into the next point of the actual bare minimum. I'm tired of people thinking that because they accept bare minimum in their life, that other people have to accept it. For me, let me use a specific thing so you guys can truly understand, like, bare minimum. Actually, okay. When my friends travel, if my friends tell me that they go on vacation, and I'm like, okay, bring me back a souvenir, or, you know, I hope you have a good time. I don't really be expecting them to bring me nothing back, right? That's just me. Because you save your money to go on this trip, have a good time for yourself. I expect you to live it up, act a fool, and live it up. You is outside, sis. Bro, do your thing. Smoke a hookah, blow a hookah cloud up for me. But I don't really be expecting y'all to bring me nothing back. But when you do, I'm appreciative of it, right? I have a friend. Right before I went on vacation, she went on vacation. And with our other friends, and I'm not the type of person to compare what you get, like, other people to what you get to me, until I start having an issue with something. And so I start realizing that you play it real smooth and, like, you give me the bare minimum because you know I'm appreciative of the small things. So when she went on vacation, she came back and she brought our other friends, like, $40 water bottles. I'm talking hydro flask, like, colors that are exclusive to where she went. I'm talking pastel colored hydro flask. Now, y'all know I love me a good cup and a water bottle. I definitely should have got a hydro flask. You know what I'm saying? But because she knows that I'm appreciative of anything that someone gives me, she got me a dollar store keychain. Now, I know you're probably like, nah, how did you know this was a dollar store keychain? Because, y'all, I went to Dollar Tree and I realized that in the little area where they have the keychains, that it was the same exact keychain she got me. I was pissed. That's the bare minimum. One, you didn't even plan on getting me a gift because you bought these hydro flasks and you came back empty-handed. No one knows I love mugs, cups, and water bottles, right? But because you were like, oh, shit, I didn't get nothing for Nye, you went to the dollar store and got me a keychain that said Bermuda. That's actually really fucked up. Now, I didn't get my gift until I came back from vacation. And I got her a nice little keychain. It had the Eiffel Tower on it. It was real cute. And I had gave her a postcard too. Postcards ain't cheap. But no, I spent my good hard-earned money on a thoughtful souvenir for you. And you went to Dollar Tree in our hometown and got me a keychain that said Bermuda. This ain't even a real Bermuda. What do you call people from Bermuda? Bermudian? That's the word now if it ain't before. You didn't even give me a real Bermudian keychain. But because you knew that I would be appreciative of anything you fucking got me, you played it safe. And I had a conversation with her, and she's probably listening to this podcast, and I hope you are, and I hope you feel guilty. Because why would you go to Dollar Tree and give me a un-Bermudian keychain? I could have got that myself. The purpose of souvenirs is to make someone feel like, you know, they didn't experience the place with you, but I've got this cool thing that reminds me of them. That keychain reminds me of Dollar Tree. I go to Dollar Tree every week. I'm calm now. I had to calm down, y'all. See? Whew. I hate shit like that. because I'm appreciative of anything that you give me, because you didn't have to spend your money on me. And it's not to say that I'm not appreciative of my Dollar Tree keychain. I'm very much appreciative of it. But the thought that you spent $40 to $50 on a Hydro Flask for women who don't even use cups, you could have gave them Dollar Tree fucking keychains. They probably wouldn't realize it was from Dollar Tree. But the fact that you forgot about me and said, oh shit, let me go to the dollar store and get her a keychain. You got me fucked up. You can kiss my ass. And I told her she can kiss my ass. And I know y'all probably think I'm like overreacting, but like when I went to London and Paris and shit, I was looking for things that I know people would like. Like, I got my souvenirs from the airport because I wanted them to be fresh. Like, I seen they had keychains, they had little I got a couple of my friends, I got them keychains. I had gotten a bunch of postcards to like just send out to people who I cared about. Like, I personally also love cards. So like, it's, you know, if you've never seen a postcard, postcards have a picture on the back that has something to do with the area that you're in. And then you can write like a cute little message and you send it to your friends. I things like that to me are like keepsakes. Like, those are keepsakes. So yes, I'm keeping this postcard because my friend went to another country and she sent me one back. Like, stuff like that be so cute to me. And the fact that people don't value the gifts that they're giving people. What if I was a person who would never be able to go out of the country? Now I just got a dollar store keychain. And y'all could think I'm overreacting, but she can kiss my ass with that damn keychain. Other things. How you show up for people and support. I'm very understanding that, like, life be happening to everybody. Life be life in at different times for people. Example, right? This ain't really happened. I'm just going to help y'all understand why shit like this be pissing me off. January 1st, I put out a flyer that says, hey, y'all, I'm going to have a party and I want y'all to be there. Tickets on sale now, $100, right? I understand. Let's say my ticket sales are from January 1st to March 1st. Christmas has happened. Y'all got to make sure your bills are taken care of. Anytime tickets are released at the first of the month, people need to realize people have rent to pay and they probably don't got the money right now, right? That's how I look at things. Maybe my mindset is wrong, but I look at it like that. If ticket sales are on the first, I'm not expecting to see a bunch of people, you know, rocking with me on ticket sales, because from the first to the 10th, people got to pay rent. People got to pay rent. People got bills to pay. Ain't nobody got time to be getting put out of their house because they want to go shake ass at your event. Pay your rent, right? I'm understanding of that. Now when the 15th come around and they get paid again, they may pull up on you. They may buy a ticket. Some people may have to wait and be like, all right, I can't do it in January, but let me see if I can do it in February. February, they may not be able to do it either. Maybe the end of February because the income tax hit. Whether you do or you don't, appreciate you. But also in the back of my head, people got bills to pay. People got bills to pay. So again, very understanding of that. Very, very, very understanding of that. If you can't attend my event, share my flyer, right? But I hate the people who don't communicate. And I don't think everyone should have to communicate. I'm talking about your friends group. Like, your day ones, you plan an event, I expect my day ones to share my flyer. I really do. I expect you to share my flyer and be in attendance if your schedule allows. I don't expect my friends to ask me for a discount to come to my event. That's it. The day of the event, I don't expect anything from anyone, right? There are people who show up and be like, hey, I'm early. What you need from me? If you are one of those people, appreciate you. If you're not one of those people, I understand. I don't expect anything of you. But when it's time to get it going, I expect my friends to be like, I look forward to my friends texting me like, today's the day. You know, we're going to have a good event. I'm going to be there at 4:00. We're going to do what we got to do. You're going to body this. You know, I know you're going to look good. Can't wait to see what happens. Look forward to seeing you. Like, I expect that encouragement. For my friends who can't be there, especially my friends who can't be there, I want them to say those things to me. I want them to send that text message. When it's over, I expect my friends to be like, that was a good event, friend. proud of you. You made it happen. Looking forward to the next one. For my friends who weren't there, I expect a, hey, tell me how it went. Can't wait to hear about it. Like, I expect those things. I think the bare minimum with shit like that is you waiting for me to talk about it. I could be wrong. But you know I had an event and you don't call me for 3 days. You don't ask me how. And I feel like the bare minimum of shit is like, if you can't come, right? Let me go back a little bit. If you can't come to my event for whatever reason, whether it's finances, your schedule don't allow, the bare minimum of that is actually sharing the flyer. Talking to people about it. That's the bare minimum. I'll accept that. But I'm not going to accept you not doing anything, but expecting me to be okay with you not doing anything. The bare minimum. I'm not okay with the bare minimum. But I understand and accept when people's bare minimum is truly all, like, it's bare minimum to me, but that's all that they can give me in that moment in time. And in certain situations, you know, like, if my friend comes to me, hey, says, I know your tickets are $100, I really want to be there, but I really can't afford that, so I'm going to sit this out, but I shared your flyer, I'm rooting for you, I know you're going to do well, I know you're going to look well, that'd be like, yo, she want to be there, but she can't make it happen, and I'm going to give her a ticket for free. Or I'm, hey, pull up, sis. And if not, I understand. I'm so proud of you for putting yourself first. And even more proud that you communicated with me that you want to be there, but you're not in a position to. But when y'all just do the bare minimum and expecting people to be okay with it, oh, I can't be there, so I'm going to just share the flyer. She'll understand. She can't say I didn't support her. Bitch, boo, kiss my ass. I'm tired of you motherfuckers expecting us to take the bare minimum. And to the men, I'm tired of y'all doing the bare minimum. Please do more. Y'all think sending them little hats, like, not to say that text messages aren't, you know, morning messages aren't appreciative. That people just have to just, I don't expect you to send me a whole novel expressing how much of a great day you hope I have, but you can't just send me a good morning message and then don't talk to me until 9 o'clock. And it has to be reciprocated, obviously, I know, but you can't think that sending good morning beautiful with the ugly emoji is gonna make me happy. And yes, I'm calling the emoji ugly because I'm tired of y'all. You can't think that that's what's going to keep my interest there. You can't think that sending me what you doing 80 times a day is going to keep my interest there. And I'm sure women do it too. But I'm talking to the fellas right now because I be dating men. I don't date women. Do more. Do better. Don't just buy flowers on the first date because it's great to make a nice impression. Do it often. Do it just because. Don't just call her beautiful when she has on a nice dress because she's about to go on a date with you and you know that you're going to smash afterwards. Don't call her beautiful every day she fucking looks beautiful, bro. Call her beautiful even when her hair not done and she out here looking like a chia pet. Stop doing the fucking bare minimum. And then y'all do the bare minimum and get mad if on the day where she's looking like a chia pet and you acting fucking embarrassed because she's a badass chia pet and another dude walk up and be like, hey, beautiful, how you doing? Thank you for holding door for me, sweetie. Now you got an attitude because he doing the most. He ain't have to say that. You could have said it, motherfucker. And it wouldn't have made her smile as hard as she did if your ass would have said it when you seen her the first time. But instead, she out here looking like a badass chia pet and you won't acknowledge her because you embarrassed. Stop doing the fucking bare minimum. Y'all can kiss my ass. That's the end of the episode.